Okay, first of all, I met Scott Peterson November 20th, 2002.
You're directly to the killer who may be in this room.
I'm going to turn now to that new charge for the so-called doomsday mom, Lori Vallow. Already charged in the killing of her two children, she is now being indicted for conspiracy to commit murder.
A violation of Penal Code Section 187, Parent A, murder in the first degree. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Lauren.
I am Ken.
And this is Paradise After Dark.
Dark.
True crime headlines crossover. For my true crime headlines listener, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host of Paradise After Dark. This is Ken.
Hello, everyone. And this is Lauren. To our listeners of Paradise After Dark, this is Lauren, the host of Paradise After Dark.
I think they know who I am.
Oh, I thought we were just introducing each other.
Well, my true crime headline listeners haven't heard you yet.
Okay.
So.
You have now.
Okay. So we are putting this episode together quick, fast, and in a hurry to get this information out there as fast as possible. It's going to be cross-posted on both shows, both Paradise After Dark and True Crime Headlines, because we want this information out there. There's a 22-year-old missing woman named Gabby Petito.
I'm sure most people know who this is.
Right. It's been big, big news, but I have tried to put together as much information as possible to get this out in a nice little package for you to just get the facts and not all this crazy
speculation stuff.
So here's the facts that we have. Gabby Petito vanished while on a cross-country trip with her 23-year-old boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. The couple lived in Northport, Florida, but Gabby is originally from New York. And here is what we know. In June of 2021, the couple left Northport, Florida in Gabby's white 2012 Ford van, headed to New York, where Gabby's originally from, and then on to visit the state national parks across the western United States. During the trip, Gabby was active on social media and even made a YouTube video documenting the beginning of their trip. She maintained regular contact with her family members during her travels. However, that communication abruptly stopped around the end of August, Northport Police Chief Todd Garrison said.
Yeah, the van that they have, they've modified it to be like a little camper, and they usually tent camp and stuff, which if you go to the YouTube video,
The link is in our show notes.
Yeah, you can see how their setup was, and you can see sort of the dynamic between the two. So I encourage everyone to go to their YouTube. It's an 8-minute video. Watch it, because you'll get a feel for how they were and some of the places they visited, how the van is set up. Because these questions are in the media right now and then in the news. People want to know, you know, what's this, what's that? And this is a good way to do it, is go to the video and watch that. So let's start out with July of 2021. Petito and Laundrie left Blue Point, New York on July 2nd. Now, according to her family and as documented in an Instagram account, Petito and Laundrie visit numerous national parks and locations, including July 5th, they stopped at the Monument Rocks. July 8th, they were in Colorado Springs. July 10th, Great Sand Dunes National Park. On July 16th, Zion National Park. July 20th, Cedar Breaks. July 21st, Bryce Canyon National Park. July 26th, Mystic Hot Springs. July 28th, Canyonlands National Park, Arch Mesa. Now you can see they're just traveling out west and they're visiting these beautiful sites and just spending and enjoying time together.
Yeah, seems great. Until August 12th, 2021, Petito's Instagram account shows pictures of her and Laundrie at Delicate Arch, apparently taken on August 9th, but uploaded on August 12th. Moab, Utah police had an encounter with the couple on August 12th, where officers described them having engaged in some sort of altercation. Although the two are described as getting into a physical fight following an argument, both the male and the female reported they are in love and engaged to be married and desperately didn't wish to see anyone charged with a crime, a report from Officer Eric Pratt said. At officer's suggestion, the couple separated for the night, the report said, which described Petito as confused and emotional. After evaluating the totality of circumstances, I do not believe the situation escalated to the level of a domestic assault as much as that of a mental health crisis, Officer Daniel Robbins wrote in the police report. No charges were filed. The couple each had their own cell phones in case of emergency, the report added. There is a full hour of body cam footage of this incident that is easy to find if you just Google it.
Now, I feel 100% that the officers there in Moab did a great job of handling the situation, and I think that what they did was the right thing.
Right. I agree.
So I agree that they said, okay, look, we're going to separate you two. I believe he went to a hotel or something to that effect. So they separated them and just gave them some time apart, which was the right idea. And then come to August 19th. Now, August 19th, a video depicting Petito and Laundrie's trip together is uploaded to YouTube. That's the video we spoke about earlier. They posted that video. And obviously, they were going to do this journey. It's van life journey. They were going to start uploading these videos as they progressed.
Right.
Now, on August 24th, according to a timeline posted on the Petito family's Find Gabby Facebook page, Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie check out of a hotel in Salt Lake City. Now, Petito FaceTimed with her mother and told her she was leaving Utah and heading to the Teton Range in Wyoming.
That brings us to the end of August. Petito's family told police they were last in contact with her during the last week of August. Before that last communication, Petito is believed to have been in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. Here's a detailed timeline from CNN.com. On August 25th, there were multiple texts between Petito and her mother. The young woman's family believed that she was in the Tetons on this date. On August 27th, there was more texts between Petito and her mother, during which her family believes that she remained in the Tetons. On August 30th, her family received their last text from Petito. They doubt that she wrote that text. According to Stafford, who is the family attorney, that message read, "No service in Yosemite."
Yeah, because that just basically saying, okay, there's no service. In other words, I'm not going to communicate, and this is why.
Yeah.
Now, August 18th, police in Moab, Utah, find the bodies of newlyweds Kylan Schulte, who was 24 years old, and Crystal Turner, who was 38, at a campsite. Now, Schulte and Turner reportedly told friends they feared a creepy man they had seen nearby might harm them. And authorities looked into any possible connection between their deaths and Petito's disappearance, but they later determined that the double homicide was not related to the Petito investigation.
Yeah, so I reported on this case, Kylan Schulte and Crystal Turner, a few weeks ago on True Crime Headlines. And one of our listeners actually brought that to my attention, thinking that there may have been a connection. But I'm glad there's not a connection, because now we don't have to worry that there's some sort of serial killer at the national parks out west.
Exactly. That's a huge fear.
So September 1st, 2021, Brian Laundrie returns to his parents' home in Northport, Florida, in Gabby's Ford van alone.
The one thing that I did not know about in this case is the whole time is I thought that van belonged to him. I had no idea it belonged to her until
On September 11th, 1 week ago today, after not being able to get in touch with her, Petito's family, who lives in New York, reported her missing to the Suffolk County, New York Police Department. By September 14th, Brian Laundrie is not speaking to police. His attorney released a statement on behalf of the Laundrie family that says, "This is an extremely difficult time for both the Petito family and the Laundrie family. I understand that a search has been organized for Miss Petito in or near the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. On behalf of the Laundrie family, it is our hope that the search for Miss Petito is successful and that Miss Petito is reunited with her family. On the advice of counsel, the Laundrie family is remaining in the background at this juncture and will have no further comment." Police said the inability to speak with Laundrie is hampering the investigation. They have only been given the name of Laundrie's attorney to ask their questions through. That attorney, Stephen Bertolino, is on Long Island. He would not respond to questions about Gabby Petito's whereabouts.
The one thing that I find frustrating here is the fact that, okay, I understand totally 100% lawyer. Get a lawyer, because the police and FBI, they're already coming at you, looking at you, they're talking to you, they want to ask you questions. But don't you think that you should do your part to at least maybe sit with your attorney, give your attorney a statement of what you have, basically what you know, where the last place I saw her was, what happened. If yes. you're not guilty, give that to your attorney and say, look, this is what it is. Let the attorney do his thing, what attorneys do, and make sure that, okay, we can put it out here in this format to where you're not going to be in trouble, and then hand that over to the police to give them some idea of where to look. That's one of the things that I find very, 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 very frustrating in this case. So that brings us to September 16th, where Gabby's family pleads with Brian to tell them where Gabby's location is. So they're pleading, please tell us, you know, where you last saw her, where her location is. Now, in a letter read by Richard Stafford, the Petito family attorney, during police's Thursday news briefing, the missing woman's family begged for Laundrie's family to help in the investigation. Say, hey, can you guys work with us, help us here? Please, if you or your family have any decency left, please tell us where Gabby is located, Stafford said. Tell us if we are even looking in the right place. All we want is for Gabby to come home. Please help us make that happen. We haven't been able to sleep or eat, and our lives are falling apart, the Petito family's letter added.
On September 17th, after several days of both Petito's family and police pleading with the Laundrie's family to cooperate in the investigation, Laundrie's family requests police to come to their home Friday, where they share that they haven't seen Brian Laundrie since Tuesday, according to Northport's police spokesperson Josh Taylor.
So now he's gone.
We've been trying all week to talk to his family, to talk to Brian, and now they've called us here on Friday. We've gone to the home, and they're saying now that they have not seen their son, Taylor told CNN's Chris Cuomo Friday night. Laundrie's family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, told CNN on Friday night that the whereabouts of Brian Laundrie are currently unknown. The FBI is currently at the Laundrie residence, removing property to assist in locating Brian. As of now, the FBI is now looking for both Gabby and Brian. Now, the FBI declined to comment on that statement. September 18th, which is the day of this recording, the search for the now missing fiance of 22-year-old Gabby Petito is focused on a Florida nature reserve where FBI agents and 50 officers from five local agencies are scouring the area, according to the Northport Police spokesperson Josh Taylor. Northport Police said on Twitter Saturday morning that investigators were searching for Laundrie at the vast Carlton Reserve near Venice, Florida. The initial focus was on the Myakkahatchee Park, a 160-acre heavily wooded park, and then spread over there, Taylor said. Over there meaning the Carlton Reserve. The parks are connected via a bridge. Local and federal law enforcement are combing through the massive county park, which spans more than 24,000 acres and is located just north of the home in which Laundrie and Petito shared with Laundrie's parents. More than 50 police officers were accompanied by FBI agents, drones, canine, and bloodhounds to search for Brian Laundrie, law enforcement said on Saturday. Laundrie's family told police he left with his backpack Tuesday and told them he was going to the reserve. Police believe the vehicle he was driving may have been at the reserve too, but has since been returned to the Laundrie home. So my question, who brought the vehicle home? Well, according to an article from ABC7, Northport, Florida police spokesperson, again Josh Taylor, said that Laundrie's vehicle was at the reserve and was found again at the family home, but when pressed as to who or how the car would have gotten back without a sign of Laundrie, the spokesperson said, "We are going by the family's word," which still does not answer my question. How did the car get back to his house or his parents' house?
Yeah, the family's not answering any questions. Well, Richard Stafford, the attorney for Petito family, said in a brief statement sent to CNN, "All of Gabby's family want the world to know that Brian is not missing. He is hiding. Gabby is missing." Finally, Taylor said detectives spoke with Chris and Roberta Laundrie, these are Brian's parents, in person with their lawyer present over the phone. Now, I wouldn't say that it was, you know, a full conversation. Right now, their focus was on us helping them find their son, Taylor said.
Oh, huh? I see. So they'll speak to the police when their own son is missing, but they keep their mouth shut when it comes to Gabby's disappearance.
Exactly. So they don't – our son is missing, but if you want to help us find him, that's great. But Gabby, we can't help you with that.
What? Yeah, this young woman lived with them in their Northport home for 2 years before all of this happened. At that point, you're family, right?
I think so.
And they wouldn't say a word until all of a sudden their own son is missing. And now they're talking to the police and the FBI.
Hmm. Sounds like a very, very, very much like a Chris Watts situation.
And I've seen on social media the comparisons Scott being Peterson-esque. Made there. But I'm not going to go there.
Again, this is,
right
this
now,
is not
just,
what it's...
I just want to get the facts
this
out.
This is facts of the case. I apologize. I went a little too far. Well, Taylor said that the fact that Laundrie has outdoor skills after living, quote, off the grid with Petito for months could complicate this search. So remember, the law enforcement are looking for someone who has outdoor skills, right? He did the wilderness, 6 months they were on this tour in the West?
No, they were actually only since July, August, September, 2 months.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But for some reason, I thought, they were going to do a six-month tour.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what my
confusion is. I apologize. I don't know how frequently, if he would come out here and do day-long hikes or whatever, you could be out here for months if you wanted, he said.
But I just want to interject something here, that there's a big difference between out west in the national parks and being in South Florida on a nature preserve. There's a huge difference.
Well, yeah, the environment
especially
is totally
in the
different.
Month of September, I feel like it would be much harder to deal with. It's wet, it's muddy, there's snakes, there's alligators. I just feel like he would have a much harder time being off the grid here in South Florida versus being out west in the desert.
Yeah.
With a van.
Exactly. And Taylor,
he's got nothing but a backpack right now.
Well, we don't know what's in the backpack, but Taylor said it's muddy, it's wet. There are a few unpaved dirt roads that are out there basically running along the power lines. You know, it's a place that people hike. There are mountain biking trails out there. And so this is Taylor describing the search area.
Taylor said investigators were still working to piece together Brian's trip from western states to their home in Florida. Certainly, that truck did not drive from, the Mountain West to here on one tank of gas. So we know there were stops along the way. If people saw anything as far as those movements were piecing that together, some parts of the timeline were solidified. We know her mother talked to her, saw her on FaceTime on the 25th of August.
So on the 25th of August, we know... That solidifies that is the last time she was physically seen by family.
Right.
Okay.
So here we got something else thrown in the mix. Woman claims that she picked up Brian Laundrie while he was hitchhiking in Wyoming in viral TikTok videos. So this comes from People.com today, Saturday. The woman, who identifies herself as Miranda Baker, claims she picked up Brian Laundrie at Coulter Bay in Grand Teton National Park on the evening of August 29th. Baker alleges that she and her boyfriend picked up Brian on a road in Wyoming last month in a series of viral videos on TikTok. In the first clip, the woman who identifies herself as Miranda Baker, I feel like I'm repeating myself over and over here, Baker said that she and her boyfriend had been in contact with authorities after hearing about Gabrielle Petito's missing persons case on the social media platform. Northport Police spokesperson Josh Taylor confirmed to People that officials had in fact spoke with Baker and have collected her information. In the TikTok video, Baker claimed that Laundrie approached the couple around 5:30 p.m. local time that evening in need of a ride to Jackson, where she said they happened to be heading. She clarified the official pickup time was at 5:44 p.m. in a subsequent video on her TikTok page. She alleged that he offered them $200 for the 10-mile drive for allowing him to tag along. During some small talk, Baker claimed Laundrie mentioned that he had been camping for multiple days without his fiancée, who he said was working on their social media page back at their van. when Baker claimed to have brought up the couple's own plans to go to Jackson Hole, she said Laundry allegedly, quote, freaked out and insisted he get out of the car. Baker said she pulled over at the Jackson Dam, not far from Coulter Bay, at 6:09 p.m. He kind of, like, hurried out of the car, she alleged, and was like, okay, I'm just going to find someone else to hitchhike with. And we were like, okay, it was a weird situation. On the day she allegedly picked up Laundry, Baker claimed he was wearing a backpack, long sleeves, and hiking boots. Despite some scruffy facial hair, however, she claimed Laundry didn't seem to look or smell dirty. I hope this video can help somebody identify him because I saw him from TikTok, which made me call the authorities, Baker said online. In a second video, she alleged that Laundry had confessed to camping in an unregulated site in the national park in the middle of nowhere along Snake River. Baker showed the alleged pickup location in a third video, claiming he was not frantic, very nice, and very polite when they first met. In her final three videos addressing her alleged encounter with Laundry, Baker further clarified that she had been in contact with police and the FBI with the information she shared on social media. She said she is hopeful that her story will help spark a potentially life-saving chain reaction. You can find these videos on the TikTok app under the name @MirandaBaker_. That's MirandaBaker_.
Yeah, I actually saw those this morning. And I watched.
You sent them to me this morning.
Yeah, I sent them to you this morning, but it was one of those things where I'm like, wow, that showed up on my For You page. I watched them, and then I realized I went back and, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I gotta see, has she posted any other videos? And the only videos she's posted have been about this case. So go to that page, look at that. She has a map. She shows where they picked them up.
Her videos are interesting for sure.
Yeah, because you can see that she's very genuine. You know, she's in a Jeep and she's out in that area. She knows the area. What was it, Teton? That's where she was.
Right.
So that's what she's talking about, picking them up, which brings me to just, and I don't want to speculate on anything, but I do want to ask this question. Why do you feel that he was alone at this point in time?
Well, that is something that you and I actually discussed before we started recording. So that is really hard to say. I have some ideas that I don't necessarily want to put out there at this moment as to why he would have been hitchhiking alone at that point.
Well, the reason
it is odd, and I think that our listeners, if they really think about it, they can come to their own conclusions, but I don't feel like it's responsible to put out
speculation
at this
point. I understand
point.
That. I brought it up only to basically just get the minds working of the listener.
Right.
I brought it up to you. So I want the minds of the listener to listen. Okay, he's alone getting picked up. Because I don't want you to just watch this and be like, oh yeah, okay, big deal. He got picked up by a hitchhiker who's hitchhiking. The concept of him being alone, speaking about his fiance back at the van, and then freaking out when they reach Jackson Hole. And to me, it seems like that almost seems like a, oh my God, I just told these people something. I've got to get out of here. I've got to get back to the van. Something. I don't know. I don't want to speculate either, but I do want the minds to start working from our listeners. So, okay, back to the story here. Now, an article, this is according to an article on NBCNews.com, Petito and Laundry met in high school. So they've been together for quite some time.
Right.
This is not just a couple that's, you know,
just met.
They've been together.
Yeah,
they've been
together
engaged for
a
year or something. So they've been together for a while. Now, Petito's mother said that they announced their engagement last year. Brian asked me to marry him, and I said yes, Petito wrote on Instagram. Now, Petito, who's, again, like Lauren mentioned earlier, is of Blue Point, New York. I think that's Long Island, isn't it?
Petito of Blue Point, New York, later moved to Northport, Florida to live with Laundry, Petito's mother, Nicole Schmidt, said. This year's road trip wasn't Petito's first. She documented a Western-bound trip on Instagram in 2019. In a January 2020 post, she said driving across the country to California and Oregon was an absolute dream. And in May of 2020, she posted that she couldn't wait to get back to traveling the world with Laundry. She wanted to cross the country in the camper van and live the van life and live free. This was her dream, Schmidt told NBC affiliate KSL.
Yes, and remember, as this is going to get put out there, people listening to it, this will get you caught up to at least the point that we are right now.
And obviously, we are recording this at 8:13 p.m. on September 18th, 2021.
We want to make sure to reiterate that. Eastern
Standard Time. Yep. I'm literally Googling right now if there's any more news that has come out in the last hour since the last time I checked.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open. I mean, like this morning I hit the TikTok and I saw that the video was posted. I sent it to Lauren. She was able to watch it. And, you know, then of course it was literally like an hour ago that she went public with it. It was public. It was put into public news. So the updates are coming in. And again, this is one of those situations where we need to find Gabby. You know, I mean, unfortunately, I fear the worst because I can't imagine that Gabby would be out there wandering without notifying somebody, telling somebody. I feel like she's either in distress or she's not with us. And that's a sad situation. Either way, we have to find Gabby regardless of her situation right now.
Yeah, and as I'm looking right now, the only thing posted in the last hour is the same thing we've already know, that Brian Laundrie's whereabouts are unknown, and they believe he's in the Florida Nature Reserve. There's really not much – nothing. I think we are completely caught up as we can possibly be at this point. I am going to get this out tonight. It's going to, like I said, it's going to be cross-posted on True Crime Headlines and Paradise After Dark. Both of our shows fall under Palmahawk Media. If you have any interest in supporting us, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/Palmahawk Media. Otherwise, if you have any information about Gabby's whereabouts or Brian's whereabouts.
And just remember that the FBI is involved. It's the New York FBI, and that is because Gabby and her family are originally from New York. So a lot of people have asked us, and we've actually been asked on social media, why is it the New York FBI is involved? And that is why, because the family for Gabby is out of New York and, of course, Florida. So who do they call?
So I have a couple different numbers here. The Suffolk County Police Department is asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-220-TIPS. And the FBI Tampa Field Office is asking that tips be submitted to 1-800-CALL-FBI or submitted to tips.fbi.gov.
Yeah, we want the web sleuths to do what they do best.
Yes.
Let's get Gabby home.
Call to action.
Exactly. Let's get Gabby home and let's figure out where Brian's hiding.
And all of the news reports that we got all of this information from, and also the YouTube videos, are going to be posted in the show notes if you're interested in checking those out.
Yeah, please, guys, if you see something,
say something.
Yes, and thank you very much.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to True Crime Headlines and Paradise After Dark.
Dark, 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 dark.
Okay, first of all, I met Scott Peterson November 20th, 2002.
Directly to the killer, who may be in this room.
I'm going to turn now to that new charge for the so-called doomsday mom, Lori Vallow. Already charged in the killing of her two children, she is now being indicted for conspiracy to commit murder.
A violation of Penal Code Section 187, Prene, murder in the first degree. How do you plead?
Guilty.